So therefore, you have another episode of one of the fastest growing parapolitical shows on the internet. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, I am your host wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me. Now, this week's show going to be very interesting, going to be very personal on my end, because I'm going to tell you a story about what is going on in my life and how they say you can't fight City Hall. Well, I sure as hell am going to try. You see, there is something I'm dealing with that I am fighting my local government on tooth and nail, that I believe that if you haven't already experienced it, you will at one point in your life. And it has to do with your private property. I'm going to talk to you about what is going on, how I am fighting, why I think it's wrong, and I could be completely off base. My wife thinks I'm going a little bit over the edge, but you know what? This is my property, and the county, the city, the township, they don't have the right to come onto my property and do whatever they want without my permission. So I'll tell you about that story. We're going to talk about UFOs. Because UFOs are all over the news lately, and they're all over the mainstream news. Things are happening in the world of ufology that may, just may, this may be another step of disclosure. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to talk to you about what the government has actually been doing that they said they weren't doing, but they have actually been doing behind our back. Surprise. And then if I have time to do it, if I have time to squeeze it in by the end of the show, for those of us that have pets, I want to talk to you about how intuitive our pets are. And you may have pets that will warn you of a paranormal event or a paranormal entity in your vicinity without you even knowing it. So I'll talk to you about that. I'll tell you about the signs to look for. If we don't get to it this week, then I will get to it next week. But as always, we start the show with the comment of the week. And this is from Rhonda in Minnesota. And she wanted to talk about the cold weather that we have all been experiencing. Well, I shouldn't say all, because I have listeners and friends that are in Texas that are like, hey, it's 100 degrees here. It ain't cold down here. Well, I get that. I mentioned in the show the northern part of the northern hemisphere, the northern states. Listen, today is May 31st. We have just, for the first time this year, hit 80 degrees. And then Sunday and Monday, we're not even going to be 60. I read an article that over Michigan, for the next week, week and a half, there will be a polar vortex hovering overhead, bringing in cold weather. I'm looking at the jet stream, and the jet stream is flowing right over Michigan. At this time of year, normally it should be well north of Michigan. So is it any wonder why Michigan has been so cold and why Michigan has been so rainy? And it's because, A, the jet stream blocks the cold or warm air from coming up this far, and B, the storms are following the jet stream going right into Michigan. I mean, Right now, I am cutting my grass 3 times a week, and I still can't keep up with it. It's growing like a weed. I spend a lot of money putting fertilizer, putting weed killer on there, so it's going to grow normally at this time. Normally, it's going to grow pretty substantially, but with all the rain we're having, it's growing like a weed, and because it's raining, I don't have time to get out and cut it. So Rhonda from Minnesota says, Tom, I listened to your show about the cold weather in the northern part of the United States. She says, I hail and I live in your icon's hometown. I live in Chanhassen, Minnesota. Yes, for those of you who don't know, that is Prince's home. So this was great to receive this letter. This was almost like, in a way, talking to Prince. But anyway, she says, Tom, normally in Minnesota this time of year, you can expect 70s, mid to lower 70s. Most of the time, we've hit 80 a couple times. This year is completely different. Not only are we struggling to get to the 60s, most of the time, it's in the upper 40s, lower 50s. Tom, we've had blizzards in accumulating snow into May this year. It is unprecedented. I wasn't really sure what was going on until I listened to your show and I did my own research. Thank God somebody's doing research. She said, it makes sense. The sunspots are energy being dissipated from the sun and they get shot towards Earth. And that energy results in warming temperatures. If there's no sunspots, there's no warming. The way the sun is positioned in the sky right now, the northern part of this country does not receive the warming sunlight like the southern part does. So it makes complete and utter sense to me that, yes, we are cold because the sun is not producing the sunspots like it used to. She went on to say that you mentioned something about a solar minimum. And I'd never heard of that before, so again, I did some research. And I found, just like you said, that on a cycle of roughly every 11 years, the sun goes into kind of a hibernation period where it does not produce the sunspots and it cools us down. So then I went to the Minnesota website and checked the average temperatures over the last decade and found that we are due to have a cool down. All this is completely accurate on your end. And what this proves to me and what it should prove to everyone is that mankind does not control the climate of this planet. This planet's climate is controlled by outside forces that we cannot control. In the past, I've never had a say in global warming or climate change. I just didn't know enough. And just because of a week of research, I don't consider myself a scholar, but I did a lot of research over that week. I started just getting into it, and I was infatuated with it. So for that, I thank you, because I have learned a ton of information. However, what I've learned is that the United Nations, the governments of the world, and the politicians have got a scam going on to make everybody think that they are responsible for global warming. In everything I'm reading, I read both sides of the story. The problem is the stories for global warming and climate change are all the same. Humans are responsible. This is why. We need to do this, we need to do this, we need to do this. They don't give facts as to why. They just tell you that cars produce pollution, pollution causes temperatures to skyrocket. When I went on the side against climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it, I found that they had factual information. They had the solar minimums. They had the Maunder minimums. See, Tom, I learned a lot. And they proved through a factual cycle that you could present to anyone that our climate goes through cycles. And those cycles can be exactly what the sun is doing. If the sun has high sunspot activity, the planet will warm. In a situation like this where there is very low sunspot activity, it will not warm up. It'll be very cold. It's not hard to understand, at least for me. To a lot of people, apparently, that is not possible. The sun cannot control our climate. But these are the very same people that say because of our sun, that is what gave life to this planet. So they're willing to accept that the sun gave life to this planet and is helping to sustain life, but they are not willing to accept the fact that the sun can control the climate of this planet. Tom, I just wanted to thank you for opening my mind in a subtle way, making me do the research, because I am now infatuated with this whole solar cycle. I went back into your archives and I saw you had the show Baby It's Cold Outside, and I listened to it and I loved it. I love it so much. I have listened to it 3 times now. I have ordered the paperback version of Cold Sun and cannot wait for it to arrive, because I will read it cover to cover in one night, I guarantee you. I am that infatuated with it. I have never been this into anything in my life, but I am eating up all this information and realizing we're being lied to. And again, I want to thank you for being a beacon of truth, for being someone that everyday people can come and listen to and get the truth. They may not like what they hear, but Tom, you speak the truth. So from myself, and let me tell you that I know a lot of people in Minnesota that I have clued into your show, on behalf of them, I want to say thank you for doing what you do in opening the mind. One person at a time, you say. Well, last week you had at least one, because my mind is now open. Thank you for everything. Keep up the great work. Yours truly, Rhonda, Prince's hometown, Minnesota. Rhonda, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's what this show is all about. It's all about you listening to what I have to say. I'm not telling you to agree with everything or anything I say. However, you need to get both sides of the story. Because right now, the mainstream media, it just inundates us with anti-Trump, pro-global warming, pro-abortion, everything that I disagree with. And for those of you who agree with that, you need to have another side of the coin. I spend a lot of my time listening to the other side of the coin. 99.9% of the time, my views are not changed, because my views are what I believe in, and your views are what you believe in. But every now and then, I get someone that listens to this show and says, you know what? That makes a little bit of sense. I'm going to look into that. And then they look into that. They do a little research. And they come out saying, there's more to this than I thought. They may not completely agree with me, but I've opened their mind. And that's all I want to do on this show. I have a very conservative political view that I expound on this show. I thank every single one of my liberal listeners for listening, because it's got to be pretty hard on you. When I go off on Democrats and don't go off on their conservative counterparts, know that that's because I think the conservative counterparts are not doing anything wrong. Pro-life, anti-global warming, anti-climate change. I don't agree with abortion. I don't agree with big government. I don't agree in climate change. I don't agree with this Green Deal, this green new energy they want to come out with, the wind turbines that are just basically big knives swinging through the air, killing birds left and right. I don't agree with solar power. In Michigan, it doesn't work. We don't get enough sun. You may be able to do that with one or two houses or maybe a neighborhood, but to sustain it through a whole city in Michigan, it ain't going to happen. We don't get enough wind in Michigan. There may be windy parts, but that's not enough to sustain the whole state. This renewable energy thing, it will not work in Michigan as much as you want to try. All it's going to do is make energy prices go through the roof because there's not going to be enough. Because we don't have enough wind. We don't have enough sun. We have over 58% of the days in Michigan are cloudy. Yes, I ask that same question to myself every day. Why am I here? I don't know. I really don't. I've always said summers in Michigan are the best. This year's going to try my patience on that one. I can tell you that right now. So, Rhonda, thank you. I love the fact you're from Prince's hometown. I love the fact that I have a listener from Prince's hometown. I like to think when Prince was alive, he might have listened to the show. Maybe, I don't know. But that's what it's all about, what Rhonda did. Rhonda heard something she was a little confused with, wasn't sure what to believe, looked it up, did the research, formed her own opinion. That's all I ask. If you do the research and your opinion differs from mine, so be it. But the fact is, you did the research. That's all I ask. Think for yourself. All righty, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about my fight with City Hall. Again, my wife thinks I'm going a little overboard, but to me, this is an assault on my freedoms, on my property rights. I want to tell you what's going on and give you my opinion. Some of you may have dealt with this. Some of you may have not, but I guarantee at some point in your life, you're going to. So sit back, relax, open that mind, take a break. And when we come back, I'm fighting City Hall and you're going to hear all about it. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. And I hope it's true. Right back. So I take one step and I step right back. I'm trying to play this game with my heart intact. September 21st and September 22nd, 2019, at the Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. The 18th annual festival that celebrates the legend known only as Mothman in downtown Point Pleasant, West Virginia. There will be live music, guest speakers, special appearances and events, festival food, a TNT area tour, a Mothman statue, Mothman hayride, you'll visit the Mothman Museum, and much more. This is the Mothman Festival. So be there September 21st and 22nd in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up.
Before I begin the first segment, I just like to, I don't know if warn would be the right word, but inform everybody that there may be times my voice goes in and out. Haven't been feeling real well lately, and we're worried, I haven't got tested yet, but we're worried that I may have contracted mono. My daughter had mono for almost a full 2 months where she just slept
easily 18 to 20 hours a day. And the last week, I have struggled mightily. Just no energy, body hurts. Just, you know, my voice seems to go in and out. I might have a strong voice, and then it just calms right down, and I just don't know. So if my voice goes down, I do apologize. I really can't control it right now. I'm doing my best to keep my voice large, I guess. But if it goes down, I apologize. That's what's going on. I don't know if I have mono. I don't feel good. That's all that matters to me, and I need to get through this, so bear with me. So let's get to the show. Now, the old saying says that you cannot fight City Hall. Well, this guy, the Paranormal Patriot, is sure as hell going to try. Let me tell you about the story I'm dealing with right now, the situation. We have an upstart internet company here in Owosso, Michigan, called Daystar. And Daystar has decided that they want to start coming into our neighborhood, which is fine. I don't mind that at all. Go into my neighborhood. Make more money. Build more clientele. I don't care. However, to do that, they need to go into everyone's yard and tear it up. They need to bury lines, which, okay, fine. I have an issue with that. I sent Daystar an email saying, hey, I see you're in the Indian Rock subdivision, and I see that you're tearing everybody's yard up. However, I do not give you permission to come into my yard and tear my yard up over something I don't ever intend to use. Now, my neighbor is upset, and this is the reason that we're upset. My neighbor, I know he does. I myself, I can vouch that I spend a lot of time and a ton of money making my yard look good. I spend a lot of time grooming it, mowing it. Every time it's mowed, it's in a different pattern. I never let the grass get cut in the same pattern twice in a row. It's just a pet peeve of mine. But more importantly, I spend a lot of money and fertilize my yard and make sure that there are no weeds in it because I want to keep up the value of not only my home, but my neighborhood. And, you know, a lot of people say, Tom, you should let the dandelions grow. And you know what? There's a lot of people in my neighborhood that do. So I feel, let them grow their dandelions. I'm going to keep a nice, green, thick, weed-free lawn because it looks very good from the road. Now, I know what happens. These guys are digging multiple feet holes in everybody's yard. Now, my neighbor came up to him and said, look, what are you doing? Well, we just got to bury these lines, said the Daystar representative. He says, no, I don't want you digging up my yard. Well, we're going to repair whatever damage we do. Now, for my neighbor, that was enough. For me, that is not even close to being enough because I've seen what repairing the damage is. Repairing the damage is when the company comes in and they fill in the hole. They don't pack it in. They just fill it in so eventually that hole will depress into the ground. And they'll spray this grass seed on there that is half full of weeds and just leave. So therefore, I have to go and eventually add more dirt to that plot of land that they've destroyed. I have to water it on a daily basis. I have to spend more money putting fertilizer and weed killer on there. And again, this is for something I don't use Daystar. I don't plan on using Daystar. I don't plan on moving literally in my lifetime. So I sent them an email. I said, listen, I see that you're tearing up the yards in the Indian Rock subdivision to bring in internet. Great. You can skip my yard. I do not give you permission to come into my yard and tear it up. I spend way too much time and way too much money to get the yard to look as it does now. Now, this gentleman that was talking to my neighbor said, well, the city has given us permission to come in and do this. And here is where I have my beef, and this is where I'm going to City Hall. City Hall does not own my land. Theoretically, City Hall or the township or the city's property starts at the road where my property line ends. Well, Tom, you got to pay taxes. And I do pay taxes. Well, if you pay taxes, then theoretically, that's their land. And here is my issue. This is my biggest issue. I've known about it for a while, and this is, I think, the first time I've said something about it. But you need to ask yourself this. If you own a home, now you could still be paying a mortgage on it, or you could have paid your mortgage off and you own the home outright. Do you realize you don't own that home? You may own that home on paper. However, the city, the county, the township, whoever you pay taxes to, if you stop paying taxes on that land, they will take that, not just the land, they will take everything on the land. So do you really own anything? No. And that's my issue. The city has given this company the right to go on everybody's property, regardless of whether or not they want them on there, tearing up the yard, and saying, the city gave us permission. My response to that is, look, this is my property. I pay taxes on it. I pay the mortgage. The county has not paid anything on it. In the township's eyes, they are giving me the right to rent this land, but I have to continue to pay taxes on it. The minute I stop paying taxes, they kick me off. I get nothing. I lose everything. So I don't own that piece of land. I have an issue with that. If you want to drag these lines, these new internet lines, do it on the township property. And my property lines rate my property line ends right where the road begins. You have every right in the world, and I have no problem with you digging up that little portion of the road to bury your lines. But I will be damned if I let you come onto my property, tear up my yard that I've put a lot of sweat and a lot of money on, and tear it up so you can fill in a hole and throw grass seed on it and walk away. And then say, you deal with it. Think about this. This is no different than the county coming in and saying, well, not only do we have to have lines outside the house, but we're going to have to come inside of your house, take out the walls, and put wiring in the walls. Now, we'll put drywall up, but it's up to you to mud it, to sand it, to prime it, and to paint it. First off, that's my home. You have no right to come into my home. With that being said, that's my land. You don't have any right to come onto my land. You can tell me that the township owns that land. I don't agree with it. I'm paying for that land. Eventually, the way it's set up now, I will eventually have my house paid off. I can keep that house. That house is mine to a point. Because if I stop paying taxes, they don't move my house off of the land. They take the land and they take the house. So what do you really, truly own? The answer to that is a big fat zero. Look at your car. I have a car that's completely paid off. If I don't buy registration, if I don't buy insurance, I can't drive that car. Legally, the police can impound that car. And I can't get it back until I buy registration or insurance. And insurance, I should say. So do we really own that car? No. The government owns that car. The government owns our property. And ladies and gentlemen, even if your house is paid for, the government owns your house because it's connected to the property that the government thinks they own, lock, stock, and barrel. the government isn't paying. The county, the city, the township, wherever you live, they're not paying the taxes on that. They don't pay a thing for it. It just happens to fall in their jurisdiction. In my situation, it falls in Caledonia Township. My piece of property falls in Caledonia Township. So therefore, they say, you pay us taxes. If you don't pay our taxes, we take your land and we take your house. How does that make you feel? Because it pisses me off. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a form of socialism. The government lets you think that you own your house, lets you think that you own their land, but this is a prime example of you don't own it. The government can come in and say, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this on your land. Now, they say, you can't do anything. The township here says, look, you can't do anything. We have decided that those lines need to go into that neighborhood. Great. Put them in that neighborhood. Just don't put them on my lot because I don't ever plan on using Daystar at all. If I decide at some point to use Daystar, well, then I guess I will have to pay for them to come out and add a line to my property. And that would be my fault. That would be my doings because it's going to cost an arm and a leg for me to do so. Well, what happens if you move, Tom? Why should the other tenant have to deal with that? Because the other landowner at that time didn't own the land when I did. I should have a right to say what can and cannot happen on my plot of land. But the government thinks that they can come in and they can do whatever they want. So again, what is stopping them from coming in to my home and deciding I want that moved, I want that moved, and I want that moved? The layout of this house is completely against what I believe it is, or I believe it should be. So we're going to take that wall down. We're going to change that stairwell. We're going to move this wall here, and you're going to do the work, and you're going to pay for it. We'll put up maybe the framing, but you have to buy the drywall. You have to mud it. You have to sand it. You have to prime it. You have to paint it. How fair would that be? Because that's essentially, in my opinion, what they're doing to my plot of land. They're saying, we need internet out here. Great. Put internet out here. But when you go to my neighbor's house, just run it right along the road and go to my neighbor's house. And don't mess with my land. Because I know what's going to happen. You're going to fill in the hole. You're not going to pack it down. It's going to depress into the soil. So therefore, I'm going to have to buy more soil and level the land out. You're going to spray the grass seed that has 80% weeds in it. So when it starts to grow, all it is 90% weeds, maybe a couple blades of grass. So I'm going to have to go out and I'm going to have to buy weed killer. I'm going to have to buy fertilizer, and I'm going to have to buy more grass seed. And then I'm going to have to nurture this grass and make sure it's safe and make sure nobody walks on it. No. I've done that work. This is my piece of property. I pay for it. I paid for it. I'm paying for it. And I pay taxes on it. So that makes it mine. It doesn't mean just because it falls in Caledonia Township that Caledonia Township is the almighty. That's what is happening because a lot of people are just like, oh, man, that sucks. I got to redo my yard. My neighborhood is full of people that take pride in their lawns. And it pains me to see these lawns tore up because I know how much money and how much work it takes to keep a yard looking decent. My yard does not look as good as I want it to, but it looks a hell of a lot better than it did years ago because I put the money into it, I put the time in it, and I don't need somebody coming out from the government saying, you have to do this. Give me one good reason other than this is our land. It's not your land. Your land starts at the road. You can do anything you want at the road. If you want to take the road if you want to take a paved road and stop it and make it dirt in front of my house, you do what you want to do on that. I don't care. I can't stop you. But my property line, if I have a disagreement with my neighbor about the property line, you determine what the property line is. You say, that's your property, that's your property. Until the government, the township comes in and says, no, it's all our property. It's not fair. I will take this to the courts if I have to. And it sounds petty, and it is petty. It really, truly is. But there's a bigger battle that I am fighting here. Do I want my yard pulled, tore apart? No. That is a big issue for me. But the bigger issue is you can't just determine and you can't just throw around your weight saying, this is what we're going to do and you're going to abide by it. I have rights as a property owner. The government thinks they own everything. According to the law, the government does own everything. But I'm going to fight it. And I will probably lose, and my lawn will probably get tore up, and people will look at me as a crazy, crotchety old man. I don't care. I have beliefs. I have ideals that I stand up for. And that belief and that ideal is, I bought this house. I pay on this house every month on time, sometimes more than I'm required to. And every year, as my taxes increase for something I never see, as my taxes increase, I pay them on time every year. They want to say, because this land falls within their township, I have to pay them for the right to put a house on this land. I've already paid for it. I didn't pay $155,000 for a house. I paid $155,000, $156,000. I don't even remember what I paid for this house. I didn't pay that for just the house. I paid for the house and the land. So I've already paid for it. I'm paying for it. Yet you want to go ahead and tax me on what I've already paid for. Not going to happen. I paid the taxes when I bought this house, and now I continue to pay taxes. Well, those taxes are for, you know, firefighters, police, ambulance, schools. Great. I don't have a problem paying for those. However, if I stop paying for those, guess what? I lose not only my property, but the house that I have paid for. I can see if I don't pay the taxes, the cops, the ambulance, the firefighters, my kids can't go to that school. Fine. I'll deal with that. I've paid for my property. I'm paying for my property. When I signed over on the house, I had to pay taxes on my purchase. Now I'm paying taxes because Caledonia Township thinks it's such a privilege to live on this plot of land. And look it, where I live is great. The neighborhood is beautiful. It's nice. It's quiet. I paid extra to move here. I shouldn't have to pay and not have a say as to what happens on my piece of property. Has any one of my listeners ever dealt with this? I need to hear about it because I want to hear how it turned out for you. But more importantly, am I being the crotchety old man my wife says I am? Or do I have a point? I think I have a point. The government should have no right to tax us property taxes. You can tax us city taxes for the services they provide. If I use the services, I don't mind paying for them. But honestly, what is the government? What is the township of Caledonia doing to increase the value of my land? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, Tom, they put up nice little streetlights and they paved the roads. Yeah, I had to pay more taxes for that. I've paid for it. Now, this is my property. I can do with it what I want. That's how I feel. Let me know how you feel, because this is turning into a huge, huge touch off point for me, launching pad for me. I am furious. I'm hoping that these guys come through tomorrow, which is Saturday, when I'm going to be here, because I'm just going to sit out there and say, you're not doing it. Call your supervisor, call the township supervisor. I don't care. My land. Let me know what you think. Have you gone through it? If you have, let me know how it turned out. If you haven't, let me know what you think about my thoughts on this. Do we as homeowners or landowners, should we have the right to say what happens on the property we own? Or are we beholden to the government to say it's their land, they can do with it whatever they want, we're just renting it? Let me know. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. We're going to come back. I'm going to have a quick break here, and then we're going to talk about the subject that is all over the news, and that's UFOs. So sit back, relax, open that mind. When we come back, we're going paranormal. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I will be right back. They are back for year two. Join me Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st in Northern Michigan for another Out of This World event, the second annual Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the weekend listening and learning from special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFO sightings, experiences, the contact phenomena, and more. Also, be sure to check out their amazing vendor rooms for unique items, creative works, psychic readings, and much, much more. Some of your favorite vendors from last year are returning, plus they have added a great new batch of vendors for this year. Everyone was so pleased with the location last year that they have decided to return to the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. The resort overlooks the largest inland lake in Michigan, is full of windows, and includes a walkout balcony from the conference room and the vendor room. They have a fantastic restaurant inside, and the rooms, you'll agree, they are the best. Join me for another educational and refreshing event, Friday, September 20th, Saturday, September 21st at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Come join me for the Michigan UFO Contact 2. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
Hey, everybody. This is Tom Velasquez, the host of the Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up.
My fate is sealed with no cards, trapped in a room with no walls. I'm going down along with this feeling like. But I wish you, it's all I know. I'm seeking facts.
All right, the news story of the month, it seems, is something that I would have never expected, but it appears to be UFOs. It doesn't matter if it's fringe news, alternative news, or even mainstream media. UFOs are hot right now. And the reason for that is the Pentagon has publicly come out again and said, yeah, you know, we said we stopped investigating UFOs in 2012, but we really didn't. We're still investigating them. We're investigating the threat of what UFOs are. Do they pose a threat? And I think the reason for that is because UFOs, now if you listen to the Center for UFO Studies, they're going to tell you that UFO sightings as a whole are down. But the reason for that is nowadays people have cell phones that can take video. After that video is shot, they can stop and upload that to Facebook, to YouTube, to Twitter, anywhere they want on the internet instantaneously. Before, we had big, bulky video cameras that we could film a UFO with on tape. We had to send that tape in to MUFON, to the Center for UFO Studies. And that was the way that they counted the number of UFO sightings. The people that weren't able to take pictures or photos, they would document their encounter. But if you had a video or a photo, you couldn't just upload it to the internet. You had to send it out somewhere. In my opinion, that's why the number of UFO sightings are down, because people don't need to send it to MUFON or the Center for UFO Studies. All they need to do is go, there it is, right on the internet for everybody to see. The problem with that is the technology today makes it damn near impossible to determine what is a great UFO, legitimate UFO sighting, as opposed to a fake or a CGI-related one. And that's where, as I've said before, the true UFO sightings are the ones that, if you're able to, that are caught from different angles, from different people, and have different witnesses. Those are the true UFO sightings. The Jerusalem over the Dome of the Rock sighting is, in my opinion, a very legitimate UFO sighting. There are many others that people are seeing the same thing, video recording the same thing. The Phoenix Lights is a prime example. They're seeing the same thing, multiple people seeing it from different angles, yet capturing the same thing. That, my friends, is a legitimate UFO sighting. If you have one where there's a beautiful, clear UFO, and that's the only one that's there, or that's the only person that saw it, yeah, you can. That's a possibility, but you know, anybody can fake a UFO sighting nowadays. The technology's there. So you take it with a grain of salt. But now the the military, the Pentagon is saying, yeah, we told you guys that we stopped investigating these in 2012. Well, that was when they said they stopped investigating UFOs after Project Blue Book ended. Well, if you knew the government and you followed UFOs like I did, you knew that was a bunch of malarkey right there. You knew that the government was still involved in that. You just didn't have the proof. Well, the proof was in December of 2017 when it was released that, yep, we've been studying them. We stopped in 2012, though. And people bought that lock, stock, and barrel. Yep, government said they stopped in 2012. They stopped. They are totally discounting the fact that the government said they stopped in 1969 with the end of Project Blue Book, but they have just come up and admitted since 1969 they've still been investigating UFOs. So, for you to believe that, oh, they said they stopped in 2012, I believe them, was ridiculous. And now it's come out that, yeah, we're still investigating them. We really didn't stop in 2012. And it's because the UFO sightings around the world are not decreasing, they're intensifying. There is no other option other than complete disclosure, because sooner or later, and I'm telling you, it's going to be sooner, they're not going to have a choice. There is going to be a UFO sighting that is going to be witnessed. And listen, it's already happened in Mexico, and I believe it was 1990. There was a humongous amount of people that saw UFOs in the sky and filmed the same UFO at the same time. But at that time in the 1990s, the media didn't want to hear about it. Back then, if you saw a UFO or you filmed a UFO, you were crazy. Times are changing. The New York Post, the Washington Times, the New York Times, magazines are rags that I hate on their political views, are now kind of supporting the fact that, yeah, UFOs are out there. Tucker Carlson on Fox News, he has no qualms about doing shows about the reality of UFOs. Shows like mine, which I call parapolitical, paranormal political shows. These shows, these type of podcasts are gaining in popularity every day because that's what people want to hear about. No longer are ghosts, the paranormal, UFOs, no longer are those fringe groups that are kind of hidden in the shadows for fear of ridicule. It is coming out. In the military, the government is leading the charge of disclosure. I've said it before, I'll say it again. We are slowly being conditioned to accept the reality of UFOs. We'll talk more about that next week. So what do you think? Is disclosure coming? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Now, I know I talked to you real quick at the beginning of the show about a possible third segment that revolved around our pets and how intuitive they are. I want to forgo that this week. Honestly, the show for the last couple weeks has been kind of negative. And I want to counteract that by bringing in, and this may be a permanent fixture to kind of uplift the show, focusing on somebody doing good in this country, helping other people out. So next week we'll have the talk about the pets. But I want to talk about a barber that's in North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, earlier this month, you may have heard of billionaire investor and philanthropist Robert F. Smith when he made national headlines for promising to pay off the debts of Morehouse College's class of 2019. So he said, I'm paying off the debts of all 400 of the graduating students of this class. Well, that inspired one woman to help 14 more people. Now, you may think 14, whatever. That's 14 lives impacted. Seasoned Bennett, who owns a barbershop in Charlotte, North Carolina, saw Smith's commencement address and his pledge of donating $40 million, and it motivated her. She thought, wow, that is just such a powerful thing for anybody to do. So many students go into so much debt just trying to get an education. She decided to call up a local high school and see if money was preventing any of the senior students from graduating. Now, what she found shocked her. 14 students at East Mecklenburg High School were in debt, and per the school district's policy, they would not be able to receive their diploma until their outstanding dues were paid. The students had racked up a combined $4,500 in debt. Now, this is debt of non-returned library books, lunch bills that, you know, they paid or they didn't pay for lunch, but they got lunch anyway. These kids wanting to eat, needing to eat, is going to stop them from getting their graduation or their diploma, which they worked so hard for. First off, that's ridiculous. My wife, when she was able to work, used to work at the schools in the kitchen. And every day she would see the district tell these kids, you can't eat. You don't have enough money in your account. And it just infuriated my wife because don't blame the kids. Don't stick it on the kids because they can't afford to eat. Do something about it. In a situation like that, I don't mind the government coming in and saying, we'll pay for it. Because literally, it's not even $300 a day. Or I'm sorry, $300 a year per kid to eat. Feed the kids. Don't hurt the kids. Well, in this school, these 14 seniors had done their work. They have completed their courses. They have passed all their courses. They have enough credits to graduate. But because they decided, I can't eat this week, I can't afford it, I'm just going to put it on credit, and that credit grew, these 14 kids accumulated $4,500 worth of debt. The school district says, no, you aren't graduating. So what do you do with them? You can't send them back to school because they've completed all their courses. You just don't give them a diploma? Did they officially graduate? Season Bennett, the barber from Charlotte, North Carolina, said, "I'm done with that." She did a fundraiser and raised $4,500 so these kids can graduate and walk with their fellow classmates on commencement day. That, my friends, is what America is all about. Helping each other, not hating on each other, not ridiculing each other for our different beliefs, helping each other. This lady had never met any one of these kids, but she saw fit to say, "I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to help." She raised $4,500. Now, that's not $40 million, but this lady isn't a millionaire or a philanthropist. She's a barber. She raised $4,500 to ensure that these kids would get the future that they worked so hard for and deserved. That is what America is all about. And that is why I love my country, because there are more of us out there than the media would ever want us to believe. They want to keep us divided. But there are more people like Season Bennett out there than we can ever think of. Season Bennett, I applaud you. If you, my listeners, know of anybody that deserves the good-hearted person of the week award, I don't even know what I'd call it, but it's an uplifting story that tells about the good in this country, I would love to put that on every show to counter the negative political mood that permeates in this country, the hatred that just oozes out of everybody in this country. Bring some goodness to the show. Let me know what you think. Do you want that on the show? Send me a letter, send me an email so I can just find a way to tell Season Bennett, the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, thank you and applaud you for who you are and what you've done. Let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. That'll do it for this week. Again, next week I will talk about your pets. If you have pets, you need to listen to the show. I will talk UFOs. I will talk maybe deep state. I hope not. And I really hope that we had the good person of the week, because we need that uplifting. We need that positivity in our lives right now, because we're being inundated with negativity and hatred. So if you know anybody, nominate them. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. If you read an article or saw something, send me the article. Send me the story at ghostseeker4@charter.net. We will get that person, gift them the exposure that they deserve. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for bearing with my voice. I will do what I can to be back in full stride next week. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This has been your host, taking off the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you. But fun turned into drama, and nights up with broken promises, and I can't blame it all on you. But we were never meant to last, and our fire returned to ashes, and we were both left with hearts in two. Then you lied to our friends, and now I've got some enemies. Tried to explain it from my side so they could see. Young, dumb, and stupid, but we thought that we were in love. But we got too many problems.